Today's story is on Padropio's transverberation. So what on earth is transverberation? Well, it's a very rare mystical phenomena shared by only a handful of people, and Padropio was one of them. Good day to you all. My name is Edward Urban, and today we have another fantastic story about Padropio, on how he received one of these stigmata, which is the mystical wounds of our Lord's crucifixion. If you have not already subscribed to our channel, then please subscribe and click the notifications bell too. One day, Jesus appeared to Padropio in an ecstasy and said to him, "My son, love is recognized through suffering, and this you will feel acutely in your soul and more acutely in your body." Imagine, what on earth did that mean? And the transverberation followed shortly thereafter. It is one of those mystical phenomena that has only been received by very few others. St. John of the Cross, St. Teresa of Avila, and St. Teresa of the Infant Jesus. And it is usually associated with Carmelite spirituality. And it is a little bit bizarre, so please brace yourself, buckle up, and do not go anywhere. Padropio wrote this, and he said, in 1918, he was hearing the confession of the boys of the school where he was teaching, when he was terrorized by the sight of a celestial person who presented in his mind's eye, as he put it. And he says, this being had in his hand a sort of weapon with a long sharp blade, pointed steel blade, which seemed to emit fire. It sounds an absolutely terrifying spectacle. And Padropio continues, at the very instant he saw this vision, he saw the person, this being, hurl the weapon right into Padropio's soul with all his might. Padropio cried out with difficulty. He said, "I felt like I was dying." And he asked the boy whose confession he was hearing to please, you'd have to come back later because he was unable to continue. Padropio said this agony lasted a further 2 days until the morning of the 7th. And Padropio says, "I cannot tell you how much I suffered. Even my internal organs were torn and ruptured by the weapon. Nothing was spared. And from that day on, I have been mortally wounded. I feel in the depths of my soul a wound that is always open and which causes continual agony." So this comes from the letters, the confidential letters between Padropio and his spiritual director, which obviously opened later on. In this letter to Padre Benedetto, he says he was not speaking metaphorically, but he had been physically wounded, and the wound in his side would bleed, in fact, for the rest of his life, which was something like 50 years or more. After receiving the wound of the transverberation, Padropio remained in bed for 3 days. The pain and weakness were so intense. Now, St. John of the Cross, as we said, had a similar experience, and he describes the transverberation like this. He says, "The transverberation has often been referred to as the seraphim's assault or the mystical wound of love. It is the wound that is both mystical and physical in nature. In the transverberation, the individual receives a visitation of a celestial being, that is an angel, such as an angel or seraph, who then pierces the heart or the side of the person with a lance or a sword." And this comes from his book, Living Flame of Love. As Padropio said, "I feel in the depths of my soul a wound that is always opened and which causes continual agony." But you can imagine the absolute shock of receiving an experience like this totally out of the blue. So fortunately, Padropio had a good spiritual director who was able to advise him on this. And Padre Benedetto wrote back to Padropio saying, "All that is happening to you is the effect of love. It is a trial, a vocation to co-redemption, and hence a source of glory. The Lord is with you." And then he says, "He is associated. The Lord is associated with your suffering and associates you with his own suffering." That's obviously in the Garden of Gethsemane. Padrabinadita then advises, "Kiss the hand that has pierced you through and cherish most tenderly this wound, which is the pledge of his love." This comes from the letters, and it is the advice of the spiritual director of Padre Pio. Were there any witnesses to this wound in Padre Pio's side? Well, only a very small group of people through the years were privileged to see the wound in near Padre Pio's heart. One of them was a Padre Pellegrino, who was Padre Pio's personal assistant at the time. Padre Pio had lost a button off his shirt and asked Padre Pellegrino to please sew this button back on. And he says that when Padre Pio took off his shirt, Padre Pellegrino got a close look at the wound. This is how he describes it. He says it was about 2.5 inches long and 1 inch wide and very deep. Another witness was Padre Eusebio Notte, who in 1960, so that is something like 40 years later, Padre Pio had fallen on the floor and was injured. So consequently, Padre Pio's habit and undershirt had to be changed. When the undershirt was removed, then Padre Eusebio saw the wound. And he says it was near his heart. It was on the left-hand side and was bleeding at the time. That is 40 years later, right? And he said that the shape was that of an oblique cross. So that is like a cross on its side. Padre Eusebio says, "I will never forget his gashed chest." There were two doctors who also examined Padre Pio close to the time when the actual transverberation happened. One was a Dr. Luigi Romanelli. He was head physician at the Hospital of Barletta. And Dr. Giorgio Fiesta, who was from Rome. And they both examined Padre Pio's wounds. And both doctors describe it as an oblique cross in shape, with one crossbar wider and the other narrower. And they said the doctors removed a piece of cloth that had been placed over the wound the previous day, and they said it was soaked with blood. So Dr. Romanelli, then he conducted 5 more examinations, and he described it as having the appearance of a gash or a stab. And he was saying Padre Pio has a very deep cut on the 5th intercostal, that is space between the ribs, on the left hand side, and he described it as 7 or 8 centimeters long, parallel to the ribs, and the depth, he says, is great, but it is difficult to ascertain. Dr. Fester examined Padre Pio again a number of times at a later date, and he reports that he saw, listen to this, luminous rays emanating from the borders of the wound. He describes it as a brief but evident radiation of light that emerged from the contours of the wound. Not only was the blood shining with small rays of light, he says, but it also emitted a fragrant perfume, and that is the odor of sanctity. Now, Padre Pio's superiors wrote to each other now discussing what is going on, and Padre Benedetto wrote to a Padre Augustino and described Padre Pio's wound as follows. He said, "It is a real gash which continually oozes blood or a bloody liquid. On Fridays, it is real blood." So why do you think on Fridays? "And when I saw him, he could only pull himself to his feet with difficulty," he says. "The side wound causes Padre Pio intense suffering." Another time, Padre Pio wrote to Padre Benedetto, and he said the following, "The heart wound bleeds continuously, especially from Thursday evening right through to Saturday." So it's all of Friday, basically. And he says, "Dear Father, I'm dying of pain because of the wound and the resulting embarrassment I feel in my soul." He was embarrassed. He didn't want people to see or to know anything about these wounds. Then Padre Pio continues, "I am afraid I shall bleed to death if the Lord does not hear my heartfelt supplication to relieve me of this condition." So that is what Padre Pio wanted, to be cured of this. But it lasted another 50 years. And there were other witnesses too, but we don't have time to go into all of that. So now we may ask, why? What was the meaning or the purpose of the transverberation? Obviously, it was a stigmata or a mystical wound where the lance had been thrust into our Lord Jesus Christ's side. Following this transverberation, Padre Pio experienced a burning love for God that flowed from his heart and at times seemed to totally overpower him. He says, on January the 29th, 1919, Padre Pio wrote to Padre Benedetto, "Dear Father, I feel I am drowning in the immense ocean of the love of my beloved. I feel I am being surfeited continually with it. Yet the bitterness of this love has a sweetness and its burden is light. But this does not prevent my soul from feeling the immense transport of this love. I have no means to bear its immense weight, so that I feel annihilated and vanquished. My small heart is incapable of containing this immense love. It is true that it is inside and outside of me, but dear God, when you pour yourself into the little vase of my being, I suffer the agony of not being able to contain you. You have vanquished me. You have burned my insides. You have placed a river of fire in me." And this comes from the letters of correspondence once again. Another time, Padre Pio says, "I confess, unable to express an ever active volcano which burns me up and which Jesus has placed in this very small heart of mine. I am consumed by love of God and love of neighbor. God is continually fixed in my mind and imprinted in my heart." So it's absolutely, I find it absolutely incredible. Padre Pio uses phrases to describe this, like rivers of fire, oceans of fire, an ever active volcano to describe the burning love of God placed in him after this transverberation. So now we may ask exactly why did this transverberation happen? Our Lord draws these intercessors, these people close to himself through experiences like that, so that they can intercede on our behalf. And that is why we ask Padre Pio to pray for us, because the prayers of a saint are powerful.